This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
All combines and backshot rockets and machine.
Hold on a second, I got a text message.
God damn it, Logan, stop sending me pictures of Phil Paxton!
What did I see?
Hey, Logs, good man.
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes. Undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition, these works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fan fiction, or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Of you because you're old and you have shitty reflexes.
I'm sorry, I came in on old and have shitty reflexes.
You are old and have shitty
reflexes.
That's
usually where you come in.
Yeah.
Things 90s boys remember. Visions of themselves in the future being violently ripped apart by unknown energy. That board game that's in a mall.
What?
That sounds like a good board game.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight are a bunch of people.
No.
Not people.
Brad.
You can't prove that.
Brad, yeah. Sean, Steve, Roy, David, Logan, myself, and Val, the referee.
Can't prove that at all.
You're the only one with the cam on. I can totally prove that you exist and are not an advanced 3D generated model.
I wish there was a face mapping software that I could use to make myself the almighty Brad.
I wish there was a face mapping software that could make me look like Logan so I could make Logan do stupid things. Anyways, tonight, fresh after coming off of the Hogwarts/Cloud/Cheese fanfictions, we're doing the Half-Life Full Life Consequences Quadrilogy.
Yay!
My turn.
Your turn?
I wanted to start.
Too bad. I claimed it.
Well, to start then, Steve Van Sickle. Also, holy crap, we have a lot of people who came in here recently. Hi, everybody!
Hello!
Hello!
Hi.
I'm talking about in the chat room.
Yeah, link me to the chat room.
You just go to our website!
Hey, Steve.
Get an IRC client.
Nah, man, I ain't downloading your shit.
God! Alright, so Steve Van Sickle, please start reading Half-Life Full Life Consequences.
Alright, and you gonna mark where I'm reading to?
Well, I will tell you when you stop reading.
Okay. Half-Life, Full Life Consequences. John Freeman, who was Gordon Freeman's brother, was one day in an office typing on a computer. He got an email from his brother that said that aliens and monsters were attacking his place and asked him for help, so he went.
Number one, it's axed.
It's axed.
Wow. Even the referee wasn't able to read it right.
Shut up!
John Freeman got his computer shut down and went on the platform to go up to the roof of the building where he left his motorcycle and normal people clothes because he was in his office lab coat. John
one
Freeman,
sentence.
Yeah, just
yeah.
One.
I'm just going to have to start taking giant breaths. Anyways, John Freeman got on his motorcycle and said, it's time for me to live up to my family name and face full life consequences, so he had to go.
So his name wasn't probably, John Freeman, it was John Full Life Consequences. That's his family name?
John.
It's a terrible joke.
I imagine when he said that, there were like 500 explosions behind him. Full Life Consequences.
Boom! Blitz.
Just wait. John Freeman ramped off the building and did a backflip and landed.
Backflip number one.
He kept driving down the road and made sure there was no zombies around because he didn't have a weapon.
Couldn't he have gotten one before he left the office, like a keyboard?
No, it was a lab.
So a centrifuge or a high-powered laser, some shit like that?
The crowbar delivery was late.
Yep.
The countrysides were nice and the plants were singing and the birds and the sun was almost down from the top of the sky. The mood was set for John Freeman's quest to help his brother where he was. John Freeman looked around the countryside and said, "It's a good day to do what has to be done by me and help my brother to defeat the enemies."
What?
Sure is, John Freeman, who's right, Gordon Freeman's brother.
All right, raise your hand if you've seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I have.
Alright, so I just imagine, was it Toonsville with the singing plants and everything, the goofy animation, and suddenly a motorcycle backflips into the picture and he just says, "It's a good day to do what has to be done."
Didn't By that happen me in to Roger help Rabbit? My brother to defeat the enemy.
Alright.
John Freeman was late, so he had to drive really fast. A cop car was hidden nearby, so John Freeman went by the cops game and
Hayden.
Joe Hayden.
Oh, he did.
David.
A cop car was hiding. Damn it. A cop car was hiding nearby, so when John Freeman went by, the cops came and wanted to give him a ticket. Here, John Freeman saw the first monster because the cop was possessed and had head crabs.
Please see your physician.
He needs.
They have a special cream for it.
I was going to say, you need to get a special shampoo. Dave, why are you linking pictures of tits?
Because it can.
But I can't see them while I'm reading. God damn it.
Link them for everyone. Link it for the chat, for the other chat as well.
Oh, what's the other chat's web address right now?
Go to our fucking website!
You're really mad about that, dude.
I pay for the fucking hosting! You should know what the site is!
Hey, you know what, Steve? I still can't get to it at night when I try to listen to it on my radio online, so you should really get me the direct link of it.
Yep.
Just saying, before you get all mad.
Okay, I'll get you the direct link.
Anyway, I can't give you my license, officer, John Freeman said. Why not, said the head crab officer back to John Freeman. Because you are head crab zombie. So John Freeman shot the officer in the head and drove...
Officer.
God damn it. And drove off thinking my brother is in trouble there and went faster. John Freeman had to go faster, like the speed of sound, and got there fast because Gordon needed him where he was.
Gotta John go fast.
Looked at road signs and saw Ravenholm with
Summons.
Summons.
Summons writing.
Summons writing. Who shouldn't come here? So John Freeman.
You
shouldn't come here.
So John Freeman almost turned around, but heard screaming like Gordon, so he went faster again.
Okay.
Oh, the sign said I shouldn't. The sign said I shouldn't come here, so I guess I'll go. Wait a second! I remembered that Gordon's in there.
Okay, passing it off to Roy.
John Freeman drove in and did another flip and jumped off his motorbike. And the motorbike took out some headcrab zombies in front of John Freeman. Sorry, hang on, I need to be dressed appropriately for this.
I really hope he speaks in third person.
Yeah!
John Freeman smiled and walked fast. John Freeman then looked on the ground and found weapon, so he picked it up and fired fast at zombie grass in front of a house. I'll drink for this after I finish reading, but he already shot the officer in the head, so I don't know where that weapon came from. John Freeman said, "Zombie grass, leave this place!" And the zombie grass said, "This is our house." And John Freeman felt sorry for them because they couldn't live there anymore because they were zombie grass. So he blew up the house and killed the zombie grass so they were at peace. A piece of a jigsaw puzzle. Then John Freeman heard, of animal, another scream from his brother, so he kept walking really faster to get where he was.
Okay, Raven- so I'm just imagining, you know, like, you have the regular size, you know, speed GIF. Then you've got the really, really fast GIF. Then you've got the GIF that's so fast it's obviously edited. And then you've got the GIF that's so fast it doesn't look like it's moving. Which is, I think, what he's doing. He's put no clip
mode
on.
No, he's going backwards.
He's unspooling.
Raven Holdem was nothing like the countrysides. There was no birds singing, and the pants were dead, and Tadert was messy and bloody from head crabs.
What the pants were dead.
The pants.
The pants.
Yeah, the pants. Yeah.
Those poor pants.
When John Freeman got to where the screaming was started from, he found his brother, Gordon Freeman, fighting the final boss. And Gordon said, John Freeman, over here.
So wait, for Gordon, now you have to do the voice like Zordon.
Yes.
I'm not
fine. He's never seen Power Rangers.
Fine, when David reads, he's going to do Gordon as Zordon.
Over John Freeman, over here. So John Freeman went there to where Gordon Freeman was fighting. John Freeman fired his bullet from Tagung really fast, and the bullets went and shot the final boss in the eyes, and the final boss couldn't see. So he shot a gun, bullets came out of it, the bullets got up to the boss, and then the bullets also. Gordon Freeman said, it's time to end this once and for all. Oh. And punched the final boss in the face, and the final boss fell. John Freeman said, thanks, I could help, bro. And Gordon Freeman said, you should come here earlier next time. And they laughed. The laugh overed quickly, though, because John Freeman yelled, look out, bro! And pointed up to the top of the sky. Gordon Freeman looked up and said, no! John Freeman runs.
No! John Freeman, run out of here as fast as you can!
Yeah, oh, so he upgraded to running, finally!
Run out of here fast as you can!
Yes.
Run out of here fast as you can!
That's three. And John Freeman walked real fast.
Fuck that shit! What the hell?!
Explicitly against Gordon Freeman's instructions to run.
He's got to do it epically.
John Freeman looked back and saw Gordon get loked. Stepped. John Freeman loked back and saw Gordon get stepped on by the next boss, and he was mad and angry.
Oh no.
I'll get you back, evil. I'll get you back, evil boss! John Freeman yelled at the top of lungs.
As Roy gets evicted from his apartment. Okay.
To be continued, ...
Alright, moving on. I'm gonna start Half-Life Full Life Consequences 2. What has Toby done?
Toby! That poor dog!
Written by the girl who wrote My Immortal's Brother.
John Freeman walked like speed of light back to his motorcycle and left behind the bad place behind him. John Freeman had to ride his motorcycle really fast back to the office, but John Freeman's gas ran out. John Freeman jumped fast off the motorcycle and landed on dead people's hands. Gordon Freeman is now these hands. I must kill the next boss and live up to full life consequences. John Freeman said out loud.
If I had been reading that first half, I would have gone and live up to and face full life consequences.
John Freeman picked up a laser gun and aimed it at trees to see if he could. John Freeman shot.
I can aim. That's all working.
John Freeman shot and tree fell down in front of him. John Sorry. Freeman seen eggs fall out of the tree and he put them back home safe.
And then it fell out again because the tree fell.
Fuck!
Nope. God. Nowhere does it actually say he hit the tree that fell. It just fell in front of him.
That's true.
The tree was amazed by him shooting and aiming.
And his motorcycling.
These birds don't have to see Gordon Freeman yet. It's not time. John Freeman said to him. Who?
So Gordon Freeman is death now?
John Freeman had to walk faster and was back at his office, work, and on a computer. He looked on the internet and found the next boss.
What?
I know his weakness now, John Freeman said. And after that, he got emails from someone. John Freeman opened
it. No. He got emails from someone. Bing! You've got mail.
Pattern baldness.
You've got mail.
John Freeman opened up the emails and read them. Dear John Freeman, how are you? I miss you at home. Come home safe and soon with Gordon Freeman for Thanksgiving dinner. Love, Mom.
Oh, gosh.
John Freeman looked at it and got sad and yelled, I will kill the boss and Gordon Freeman will be happy soul!
Yep.
Then Is that better than being happy ass?
Then he turned on off the computer and went on the platform again down to his other, more faster motorcycle that had gas in it this time.
Oh, he hit the button. Nope, that's on. Nope, off. Off. Okay, that's what I want. Yeah. Okay.
Steve, so do you John remember Freeman how to take a screenshot from your phone when on your phone if you're using an S Galaxy?
Say what?
You remember how to take a screenshot of your screen on your phone if you're using a Galaxy?
I think it's
home, like power. It's home button down.
And home, it's home button and power button.
Yes.
Home button and power button, or volume down and power button. Did we help?
I don't know.
Was this helpful?
I have to wait for it to reboot to find out. It's home button and then power button.
Okay.
I just did it.
Alright, John Freeman put the laser gun on his motorcycle and his machine gun and his rocket gun that he found on the side of the motorcycle.
Rocket gun!
Rocket gun.
The most deadly kind of gun.
I will drink for this
like
later. On the side of his motorcycle gun.
What does this fig need? More gun!
He went through traffic and went fast like lightning to back to Ravenholm and back to the bad place where Gordon Freeman was.
John. I don't think that's how you did it, Steve, because that just turned off my SD card.
Blame John Freeman, okay?
Hey, let me.
I wanted to send you the picture of what your radio station's thumbnail is.
Let me Google what it is for you, David, since you can't, apparently.
Well, I can't. I'm too busy not reading.
John Freeman went off-road and did backflips and landed on back wheels, but kept going, too. All right, instituting a new rule. Drink for backflip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
God. Okay, we'll allow it.
Should we also drink for whenever... Okay.
Drink when you want to.
I will drink for speed and drink for backflip. John Freeman went really fast again. Ah. John Freeman went really fast again, like before, and was soon back at Ravenholm, but saw more zombie go-asts. John Freeman said to them, Zombie go-asts, I have killed your friends at the old house, and I don't want to shoot your heads. Move near the countrysides, and you will be friends of John Freeman. The zombie go-asts said that, no, we will kill you. And walked fast to John Freeman's motorcycle.
There were no commas.
Fine. No, we will kill you. And walked fast to John Freeman's motorcycle. John Freeman waited until they were in front of his motorcycle and back... and backflipped off his bars and shot heads below and landed and walked... walked fast to where the boss next was.
The next boss. How did you switch two words that were... Like, from the end of a page to the beginning of a page.
David.
Steve, are you getting told by the person who speaks the least amount of English?
David,
so
David, you read.
Power button and home. What the fuck is the home button? Is it your fucking the only button?
It's the only
button on the face. On the very bottom.
David, it's your turn to read.
Okay, where are we at?
You will be one of us.
One of us.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least I know David doesn't read ahead.
Alright, Control F, you will be friends of John Freeman.
One of us.
Okay. You will be one of us, yelled the dead zombie ghost.
No, ghost.
John Freeman laughed and shot a rocket at them. John Freeman saw the next boss far down the road and walked slow this time. He walked really slow, like a turtle.
Bones.
Sat down on a rock and watched the next boss near the dead last boss. And where the place that Gordon Freeman was.
Jordan Freeman.
The next boss was laughing at John Freeman, so John Freeman said, You will not laugh at me! And shot a rocket at him, since that was his weakness.
being
the next boss died. John
are not weak against rockets.
Maybe he was weak against rock type, and then they just kind of filled it in.
It's kind of like Mega Man 2. You look at all the bosses and just go, would that get fucked up with a metal blade? Probably.
Yeah.
I look at most things and I think, would that get fucked up by a rocket?
So, by that, yes. I was going to say, by that logic, then in Mega Man 4, everybody should have gotten beaten by the goddamn train. Fucking charge, man.
No, it's not 5. That was 5.
Is it 5? Whatever.
Yeah. 4 was okay. Iris.
I got the screenshot to work. Yay! Steve, I'm going to text you a thing, okay?
Fine.
David had barely anything to read, and it's still taking longer than everyone.
Oh, okay, all right. Sorry. The next boss died, and John Freeman was happy. He walked over to the dead bosses and put them under the ground and planted pants on them. So messy dirt and dark, there was pretty things there now to be happy. John Freeman walked where Gordon Freeman was lying dead and crushed from the next boss' feet. It looked down. A tear dropped out of John Freeman's eye and landed on Gordon Freeman.
Dropped?
Yeah. You're dead,
Droped.
You're no. dead. No, that's dropped.
No, it's D-R-O-P-E.
It is droped. You're right. A tear dropped out of John Freeman's eye and landed on Gordon Freeman. You are dead, bro, and I killed the evil boss, John Freeman told Gordon Freeman. Then John Freeman saw something bad. A headcrab was on Gordon Freeman. Gordon Freeman standed up and said, John Freeman, you got here slow. Now I am a zombie gouched. You will pay.
Gouached.
To be continued?
Okay, I think continued is actually spelled properly.
That's not going to stop him.
Okay, you do continue, Dave. Do the first 3 paragraphs of Half-Life Hero.
What?
Yes.
What? Dave, anyway,
that's cruel and unusual.
Okay, I sent you exactly what your radio station's
that's
URL
fine. I'm waiting
is.
For the text. While I'm waiting for the text, read.
Half-Life Hero Beginning. In the future, the world was dark and scary. One day, Combines came and knew why. Combines were robot things that weren't robots with ugly faces and sometimes glowing eyes, enslaved people in the city and made them angry and sad. Henry Freeman, who was living in the city with his mom, said, Mom, why are the Combines here? And she said, Henry Freeman, Combines are from science and outer space and hate humans. Henry Freeman really hated Combines because they beat up everyone and Henry Freeman hated it. Mom, why are they beating up that girl? Henry Freeman said to his mom. Because she's human, Henry Freeman, and they're evil Combines. Henry Freeman's mom said back. Hey, you Combines, stop beating up her, you evil guys. Henry Freeman yelled out loud at him. Shut up, evil face. The Combine said and aimed their laser guns, like the laser guns that you get from the store. Henry Freeman's head. Combines, don't aim your lasers! Yelled mom. Then Combine shot her and laughed. Ha ha, stupid human with no head.
Girl.
They said, ha ha, stupid human girl with no head. They said with smiles.
Now it's Sean's turn.
Thank God. Anyway, did you check your text?
Yes, you do realize that it automatically assigns a picture from your download folder when you...
And I automatically think you went to the Yowie section of your download folder there, buddy.
It's you! It's yours! It's in your download folder, Dave!
Dude, hold up. This is off of your stream. If I go to another stream, it has another picture. This is from your computer,
dude.
Has
a picture. We don't have a picture on ours. Since we don't have
Dave,
a picture...
Dave, it grabs a picture from your phone.
It grabs a picture from your phone.
I don't have that picture on my phone,
yes,
though.
Yes, you do!
No, I don't!
Yeah, you do. What is
Hold on, let me go and post my entire thing to Google Play real quick.
Oh. Dave, can you stop being so disruptive? Jesus fucking Christ.
Dave, can you go investigate that in an hour, come back, and we'll have finished without you. Done.
John.
Henry Freeman grabbed his mom's hand. Yeah, Graves. His mom's hand and said, Mom, you were beautiful soul and Combines will pay. Henry Freeman, no, get out of here fast as you can. Henry Freeman's mom said and died.
Aww.
Then Henry Freeman grabbed a weapon and shot the Combines in the heart and said, This is not over. The people around Henry Freeman cheered and smiled and said, Good job, Henry Freeman. We hate those Combines. Combines made people frayed, and when Henry Freeman killed them, it gave them hop.
Is it like IHOP?
I wish.
No, it's in like hops and beer.
Hopscotch?
Combines are not scarred no more, said Henry Freeman, and everyone around Henry Freeman said, yeah!
Yeah!
And grabbed laser guns and rocks. Henry Freeman...
That's not fair! We've got machine guns! They've got rocks!
Pew pew pew!
Henry Freeman and the people walked fast like waves and went towards the Combine Tower that was
to
big
the
like
the... To the Combine Tower.
Tower that was big like the sky. Where do you human think you are going? A big Combine army with lots of striders said. To send you back to science and outer space. Outer space. What? Outer space.
Outer, whatever.
Henry Freeman yelled with mad, attack the combines! Henry Freeman yelled again.
David, stop sending me pictures of Bill Paxton! Jesus Christ! Give me a chance to respond. My God!
It takes a long time to take a dick pic, Dave. You've got to give them time.
If they're sending the combines back to science, do they end up with the Dawkins?
Fuck, is that a disease?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's not funny.
But Jesus can save you from it.
Okay, let's keep going.
The war was going and blowing things up when Henry Freeman saw a gravity gun on the ground. Combines, it is time to do what has to be done and live up to my family name. Henry Freeman whispered with head down. The combines were shotting people and stepping on them with striders, and people were shooting laser guns back and killing them sometimes.
Only sometimes. A little bit, sometimes.
Explosions like 10 times of the sun went around Henry Freeman, but Henry Freeman didn't care. Humankind is losing, and I need to help, Henry Freeman said. Then a big rocket came down and blew a guy's arm off and legs and head and killed other people, too.
The rocket came down with a rocket launcher.
No, it's a rocket gun.
No, a rocket lawn chair.
Yes.
With sticks and rocks as well.
And lasers.
Henry Freeman saw the dead going on all around.
Oh, they were following a dead tour. All right. No. As in, like, the Grateful Dead?
Oh.
The combine were too strong and big, but Henry Freeman didn't care neither. Henry Freeman put the gravity gun on and started to throw striders at buildings. The buildings fell and made dust and smoke and blinded combines, so Henry Freeman used the gravity gun to throw them into the sky really rally high and make them squish. The people were whining, but then glowing things went in the sky and combines came out. Henry Freeman, we have to get out of here, a guy said to Henry Freeman. No,
we have to go out of here.
Okay. A guy said to Henry Freeman, no, they are all everywhere, another guy said.
Okay, passing it off to Logan.
You are surrounded. Prepare to die, the dark man said. Henry Freeman walked around. Combines with laser guns were there. Henry Freeman knew if humans lost now, it would be sad forever.
Oh.
Fight! Henry Freeman yelled.
Mortal Kombat!
Combines.
Oh, God.
And the combines going to shoot all of the people in a second when a bright light came into sky.
The bright light, like, you know those freaking night lights that he advertised that was a giant, right. Like, button?
It was Reverend Dumbledore and the angels.
Yep.
A shiny thing like the combines came from opened in the sky and a guy came out. Combines, leave my son alone, John Freeman said. To be continued?
Wait, I thought this was here at the beginning. I thought Henry Freeman was supposed to be John Freeman's father.
Half-life, full life consequences, Freeman.
It's a Freeman quadrilogy, my homies.
John Freeman, backflip.
Live
out
Freeman
of the sky.
Or die Half-life.
Jokes are supposed to be laugh. John Freeman backflipped out of the sky and landed beside Henry Freeman. Henry Freeman looked at John Freeman in the eyes and cry falled out and said, Dad, Mom has dead.
There's no comma.
I put it there anyways.
No, there's no comma.
John Freeman went sad at the ground, then moved head real fast up.
And got
comma, you killed wife, John Freeman said with growls. Yes, John Freeman, the dark man said after. Henry Freeman's mom is shot in head, the dark man said again. I loved wife like sun rays. Dark man, you will suffer. John Freeman ponted and yelled. John Freeman jumped up in...
Jumped into sky
with kicks and hit dark man. And the dark man's mask ripped off, and John Freeman seed ugly combine face, but it looked like human too. The dark man scrambled back to combines. Combines went to shoot John Freeman, but Henry Freeman throwed grenade.
Grenade. When your grandmother needs Gatorade.
Son, take people and leave the city. It's time. I have to kill enemies and make evil go away from here. Forest of Time.
Okay.
Leave the Forest of Time.
I think that's for rest of time, but it definitely says Forest of Time.
Yep, it's a forest.
John Freeman said to Henry Freeman and people.
I don't like Henry as much as I liked the other guy, the one that walked fast.
John.
Yeah.
How did you forget John Freeman? He's Gordon Freeman's brother.
Oh, right. He's the most identifiable character in the entire Half-Life series.
It's Gordon Freeman's brother.
John
Freeman, we fight, people said, and did not go nowhere. Didn't go nowhere. Dad, humans have to fight for freedom.
Henry Freeman.
Freedom.
Beyond the freedom.
Henry Freeman said, and didn't go nowhere neither.
It's neither.
Same shit.
Neither.
John Freeman was frayed for first time. He didn't want nothing to happen to Henry Freeman, because Henry Freeman was John Freeman, saw combines start to run like... monsters to
where did that
men.
Sentence go?
And Henry and Henry saw Henry Freeman and humans run like brave to combines.
There was not a sentence. There was another sentence that should have ended at some point.
No,
not even a comma can save that sentence.
Look, we're stuck in the Forest of Time. Just hang on, guys.
John Freeman got quiet, then dropped weapon and said, "I have to kill fast and bullets too slow." And started killing combines with bare hands!
As in like a fucking grizzly bear! Brad, it's your turn!
I killed everything on this table with my bare hands, including the bear hands.
John Freeman was killing combines and barking necks and human, and Henry Freeman was behind shooting at combines at front.
So he's part bear, he's part dog. What animal walks really fast? Emus?
Sonic.
So he's part hedgehog.
Okay.
I'm sorry, somebody in the chat just said, I'm going to take a drink every time Dave posts an image. And this is a bad
okay.
thing.
Nice knowing you, person in chat.
All right.
Now Combines got scared and ran.
No, scarred.
Scarred and ran back to the dark man, who was at the door to the big tower that was big unto the sun, and went around the dark man and got ready to fight again. Then the dark man pressed the button that made the big tower glow and smoke.
It was a giant joint.
Oh, it's a rave party.
John Freeman, you let next boss step on me and made me head crab zombie. Combines came and put science in me and made me live and strong and big now. I make you and Henry Freeman head crab zombie.
Ah, shit, what do we do with this guy? I don't know. Let's put some science in him. That's
Gordon
probably
Freeman
work.
Said,
you know, this is a really weird rewriting of A Christmas Story.
Gordon Freeman, you are my bro, and I killed next boss. Combine science is bad and made you tricked bro. Stop the button and glowing. John Freeman said, no! Gordon Freeman angered back. Gordon Freeman teleported to John Freeman.
No, teleport-tailed.
Teleport-tailed.
Or teleport-tailed.
Have a nice glass of teleport ale.
That sounds like a delicious and nutritious drink.
Gordon Freeman teleport-tailed to John Freeman and hit him with crowbar. And
with,
John-
with crowbar, two words.
And it's a bar made out of crows.
No,
we
four crows.
Stapled three of them together.
And John Freeman tried to grab it, but couldn't. So he punched Gordon Freeman instead. John Freeman and Gordon Freeman was fighting for life and death when the Combines and humans started shotting each other again. Henry Freeman got in front of humans and saw tower smoke and glow more and more like lightning clouds.
I'm so emotionally invested in this. I'm on the edge of my seat.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Henry Freeman. Henry Freeman shout, "It will explode."
Explode.
Explode. So Henry Freeman and the people shot bullets and bombs at Combines so humankind could press the button and make it stop.
Botan.
Botan.
Botan. Botan.
Botan.
No, there's two T's, so it's button.
And made it stop. Then Henry Freeman went to a Combine's car and shoot all the Combines in it and went to the top and used the turret gun. Henry Freeman made the turret gun shoot Combines and bullets cut them in two and half. Henry Freeman kept shooting Combines and the rest of humans got closer and closer to Button to stop it. The Combines shot at the human and made some die, but no one cared because they had to do it. Then Combine started coming out of the huge tower.
No,
no, no, no, it's the Hog Tower.
Hog Tower.
Hog Tower. The Combine started coming out of the Hog Tower.
Hug me!
To stop the humans. There was too much Combines and humans couldn't go to the button no more. And the tower was all smoke and glow now, except for a little bit.
Expect
for a little bit. John Freeman knew it was too late and humans couldn't stop button. John Freeman had barely time.
All right, kids, it's barley time!
Yay. Boom.
I like barley.
Yeah, because they got the still... before. They are making
now,
it.
Yes.
But we're still fighting Gordon Freeman. Bro, it is time. I'm sorry, John Freeman said to Gordon Freeman. Time for you to die, John Freeman, Gordon Freeman said back.
No, no John bro. Freeman, no!
Jerry, no. Jerry!
No, bro, John Freeman said, then kicked Gordon Freeman into part of the face that was like Combine.
Alright, I didn't exactly calculate the story properly, so the last page and an eighth will be read by Val.
Okay. The science flew off Gordon Freeman's face and landed and blowed up in a boom, and Gordon Freeman stood and fall.
Oh, by the way, we all get to act as referee while you read.
Yeah. That's
drink,
fine.
Drink for whatever. Drink again.
Bro. Gordon Freeman said, so John Freeman got closer to the ground like Gordon Freeman.
I don't know why, but in my mind, John Freeman looks like John Leguizamo.
I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am in my room.
Go somewhere else.
No, please. Combines made me trick, bro. I'm sorry, Gordon Freeman said. I know, bro, but you are a hero, John Freeman said back to come fart, Gordon.
That's the episode title right there.
Come fart, Gordon.
No, just come fart.
I'm not down with that.
Let's pencil that one in.
Save humans and Henry Freeman, Gordon Freeman said quiet like pain and breathed slower and slower. John Freeman had Gordon Freeman and saw eyes shut and the breath stopped. Sorry. But Gordon Freeman had smiles on face.
So somebody
Freeman let go.
So what? Somebody just went around like a TF2 server and did their spray and just put a bunch of smiles on his face now that he's dead and then teabagged him.
I'm down with that.
John Freeman let go Gordon Freeman and went on back on his feet and looked his head around and saw trees and aminals and humans and then looked at glowy tower and knew that was Knew what was...
Knew what Wait. Has to be done.
Yeah, what has to be done. Son and people, get back! John Freeman said out real loud, so Henry Freeman front flipped off turret and went with people back to John Freeman and dug bullets and rackets.
Question, it's front a front flip. Do I still have to drink?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a type of flip.
Front flipper style.
Son, take people on motorcycle and leave city. Make people safe, son, and nothing happened to them. John Freeman said to Henry Freeman.
It's a big motorcycle.
But, yeah. But dad, I fight, Henry Freeman said. BR. Oh.
That's supposed to be a break. What the hell?
Yeah.
He actually put BR in the story.
Yeah.
No, Steven, that was you. That was
no,
you
that wasn't me. No, because I yes, missed... every other yes, BR it, is gone.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the actual fanfiction.net story, and it's not. There's no BR there.
Okay, so fine. You. So he,
you deleted the yeah.
So
yeah.
Steve, I drink.
Fine.
Right. No, son, go with people. John Freeman said. So Henry Freeman and humans went on motorcycle. Henry Freeman started on motorcycle and started to go, but slow because he didn't want to. The combined sign said. Stop the humans and went charge at motorcycle. John Freeman walked towards combines and made fists with hands. John Freeman punched and hit combines in front, but at all combines and back shot rockets and machine.
Hold on a second, I got a text message.
God damn it, Logan, stop sending me pictures of Phil Paxton!
What did I see?
Hey, Logs, good man.
Why is there a giant animated burger laughing at
Don't Steven? Even don't even pay attention to it. Don't even.
A rocket hit John Freeman, like rocket with a capital R. Hit John Freeman, but he got up and killed more combines than a combine went at John Freeman's back and stabbed him, but John Freeman got knife. Okay. Or nif? No, there's a yep. E. Knife out and stabbed combine in brain. B-R-A-N-E. Combines got close and hit John Freeman's body with bullets, but John Freeman kicked Combines back. John Freeman kept fighting Combines and put head up to tower and saw it go bright and break, then turned around in last second and saw motorcycle in far off safe place and was happy. Henry Freeman and the people in the motorcycle saw the tower go like million stars and fire and loud noises. Then the people went down, but Henry Freeman kept going and didn't say nothing. After the world was nice and humans had a new city and happy because the combines was gone and nobody was slave or sad. President Henry Freeman and people and animals and earth and had peace, and in the middle of new city was a statue that said, John Freeman, saver of humans.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Yay.
Just delighted.
Sorry,
that's one of the only
I'm
stories.
Trying to unsubscribe from the Bill Paxton text line. You know, it's like cat facts only with Bill Paxton.
No,
pictures.
you never text them saying you want to unsubscribe. That just forces them to
keep sending you stuff. All right, Logan, I know you're probably going to have to go soon, so you get to kick us off with round two.
Now that we've right. finished half, wow, that's much easier to see with just one pair of glasses on.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah,
round two, fight. I guess round two, sequel to One Different Step.
One yes. Different Step, that classic fanfic.
That was
that you
the Kim Possible
like
Fudanari. Or no, it wasn't Fudo. That was the,
That
the
was
muscle.
The muscle rings with the gargantuan orgasmic oil
I
wrestling.
I did not vote for Kim Possible fandom
Rippling
or make any money from writing this story. Disclaimer. I do not own the... Fucking why? Why twice?
Two disclaimers.
I do not own the cartoon protection. That this fanfiction is written for, nor any of the characters from it. I do not make any profit from writing of this story. Round two. Shaco's massive body awoke Lucy. She had underestimated the power of the green cell. She quickly removed them from her fingers. Her body took her a few minutes to shift back to normal. She stood and stared at the mess her bed was in. She had flooded it with her inner juices. The room smelled of sex, and its aroma was gently intoxicating her once again. Her thoughts went back to that night with Kim. She placed her hand between her legs and began to rub her cunt. Oh, Kimmy.
Oh, Kimmy!
Oh, Kimmy.
Friend tried to get herself off. As her orgasm overtook her, she knew what she had to do.
Kim looked at Ron, who was busy chowing down on a nacho, which I it's a nacho taco. She wondered how nutritious they actually were. Rufus was busy cleaning up what was being dropped onto the table due to Ron's atrocious table manners. It had been a long while since they had been on a mission together. She wondered when Draken or any other of her nemesises.
Nemesis?
Nemesis.
There's the plural word of nemesis in this person.
Yep.
Nemesis.
Yeah.
Nemesis.
Should the singular nemesis be nemesi?
That's what I said.
No, that would be the plural, but the plural is nemeses anyway.
Yeah.
As her thoughts passed on to what was starting out to be another uneventful day, Piano Nacho was suddenly filled with henchmen.
No, that's not Bueno, is it?
It's supposed to be Bueno, but it's written Buno.
Buno. The henchmen suddenly pounced on Kimmy, trying to subdue her, but she was too quick, and flew into the air and began the process of their humiliating defeat. It didn't take long. Soon there was a pile of beaten up henchmen lying in the middle of the room. "Okay, who sent you?" Kim demanded of one of the men. "Shego," the man said, "but she said if we failed, we were to give you a message." "Well?" Kim said. "Give me a break, lady. You just kicked my ass." He pulled out a piece of paper from his coat and handed it to her. "Here." He got up, dusted himself off, then ran out the rest of the troop. Kim opened the letter. It read, "Dear Kim, I'm sure by now you have defeated all Draken's henchmen, which I was sure you would do without any problems. But did you happen to notice that your sidekick is now missing?" Kim suddenly looked over at the now empty booth. "If you want to see him again, show up at our last meeting spot. And oh yeah, bring the ring. Love and kisses. Shek."
She was writing it down and she's like, she just actually thought of them. Oh, I better write that I just remembered it. Oh yeah.
Kim crumpled up the piece of paper. She remembered what happened the last time she was a thing. Her emotions were extremely torn. On one hand, the ring had given her the best orgasm she had ever had, but it was unnatural. Those rings were the devil's work. Her body, however, betrayed her as she became.
She had become
wet just thinking about what had gone down the night. She put the chain around her neck, and on the end was the ring. I one way she dreaded. Heading out in others, she couldn't wait. The building again was barely lit, but somehow she sensed that someone was there. "Shego!" she called out. The light suddenly came on, temporarily blinding.
Temporarily?
Fuck you. Then, as her eyes adjusted, she could see Shego standing in front of her. "Where's Ron?" "Oh, he's safe for the moment." Kim saw her push a button on the remote, which turned on a spotlight. There was Ron hanging above a tank full of piranha fish. Piranha fish? He was blindfolded, had hearing protection on. "What in the world?" "My hobby, fish. Don't you just love
them?" "No, I'm a vegetarian, thanks."
"Shave, let him go. Vegetarian. And where's Rufus?" She suddenly had concern. "Oh, he's there too. If you look carefully, you'll see a small cage beside your friend." She smiled gleefully. It was then a bit of light glinted off the ring that was around Kim's neck. "I see you brought what I wanted." "Yeah, I did. Shego, these things are not natural."
All right, we're going to get away from the Christopher Nolan-style drama and go to more silly stuff. So, Steve Ansickle. You don't need to be overtly silly, but Logan.
Well, that's good because my voice sounds like a bag of smashed
ass. Oh, we need silly
right now.
You still owe me $10 because.
Shut up! No! I don't care.
You do.
Fuck you!
What'd you do, Steve? I have my Wii U right here.
That's a floating bird I'm talking to.
Stop paying attention to it!
Oh, I know, but they are so fun. Throw yours over here. Kim pulled the chain over her head and threw it to Shego. "Good riddance," she thought. "Now strip down to your undies, Kimmy." "What?" "Shego, do it, or your pal goes swimming with the fishes," Shego grinned. What a bad pun, she thought.
Wow, this sounds like the internal dialogue from an unreleased Bad Girls episode.
I like it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Kim stripped down to her underwear, which happened to be red spandex, more of a sports type. They were in fashion for most of the girls she knew. They gave comfort as they supported during the rigorous sporting events and the occasional save the world bit. Shago, this is insane!
Wow.
Yeah. Shago took a good look up and down at Kim and then noticed something special. I think you're lying there, Kimmy-poo. You're already wet. Kim's face turned bright red, for she hadn't really noticed, but there was a wet spot in her underwear showing her nemesis that in some ways she was looking forward to this. Shago laughed furiously.
Ha ha ha!
Ho ho ho!
Ho ho ho, Solo, what does she want? Kono want that, Kimmy possible?
Okay, so now you're really close to Pizza the Hut.
My inbox is flooded with nothing but Bill Paxton pictures now. Thanks a lot.
Good work, man. Keep the work coming. Tweet at Steve-O Stole Out. Post your sexiest picture of Bill Paxton.
Fuck you.
I'll do whatever you want me to, sexy burger.
My burger. Okay, that might also be in the running for episode title.
I'll do whatever you want, sexy burger.
Come, Kimmy, it's time for the fun to begin. Kim followed Shago farther back into the building. Here, Kim saw a large machine which had a table and what looked like a piston rod at that. A piston rod at the bottom. What is this? My fun for the afternoon, Kimmy. Kim was confused. Aren't we going to wrestle again? No, not this time. I'm gonna watch you get your brains fucked out. Kim's eyes went wide. What? Shago smiled. Oh yeah, that's what the machine is for. To fuck you till you are screaming deliriously for more and more. Shago! Okay, yeah. You should have seen yourself with those two rings on. Kimmy, you came in rivers. I couldn't keep up.
Those exclamation points everywhere.
Yeah, well.
So many.
We go from semicolons to exclamations.
At least we have extraneous punctuation. Some people just don't consider punctuation a thing.
As he walked faster to the fastest motorcycle backflip running.
Really fast.
From.
With rockets and laser guns.
And guns and motorcycle guns.
Lasers and head grabs.
And full
and sticks and rocks for the human.
Okay.
That's not true, Kimmy said in her defense. Shago looked Kim right in the eye. Kimmy, I had my arm up your cunt up to my elbow, and you were still screaming for more.
Brad!
See, I love the way that, I love the way that that's written, because it's written like she goes like, she was joking around, but then she gets super serious like, Kim, I had my arm up your cunt up to my elbow, and you were still screaming. Like, I'm not joking around.
Like, seriously, that was what was happening. I was arm deep in vaginal bliss.
I'd imagine it's sort of like the ending of Akira, where it's like body horror only with vagina.
Tetsuo, yeah, baby.
You can't forget the love nectar.
Kim's eyes went wide. That's not possible.
Haha, because it's Kim possible.
Shigo pushed another button, and many screens came alive with images of a very muscular Kim getting fisted by a muscular Shigo. See, look. She pointed at one of the screens. Look how easy my fist goes in and out. You're so wet.
In and out.
It made it easy to get in, and you were pushing back so hard. That's me. My gosh.
OMG.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, it gets better with sound.
No!
It's all right. We've already heard it before.
Suddenly, the room was filled with Kimmy's voice.
Kimmy voice. Yep.
Oh, God. Fuck me. Fuck me deeper. Deeper. Oh, God. I'm coming again. More. Don't stop.
See, I...
Such enthusiasm.
Yeah, I internally read that as, like, a 500-pound, like, overweight woman trying free samples at a Walmart. Oh, God. Fuck me. Fuck me deeper. Deeper. Oh, God. I'm coming again. More! Don't stop!
And then she eats the sample that tended to
Yes! Alright, Kim listened, and as she did, she found herself getting horny. Her primal moans were doing something to her. Turn it off, Shigo. The sound and video stopped. Are you ready for round two?
Bless you.
You're insane.
Way to punctuate that sentence?
No, not really. Just very... horny.
Now very, very horny.
Now get up on the table and lay down.
Gotta get on up to get down.
Gotta wanna get up to get down.
Back at Ron, spend it above the tank. You'll let them go if I do this? Kim, I could have done anything to your body after our last encounter. You had passed out. So if you are saying I don't trust you, then you have the wrong person. Kim nodded and reluctantly got up on the table and lay down. Two tentacle manacles grasped her wrist.
Of course they were tentacles. What else would that be?
Tentacles.
Manticles.
Did she go?
Regular manticles?
Bro, they are for your comfort. Wouldn't want you to hurt yourself or me in your heightened state. She go, I know, Kimmy.
Heightened stated.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Also, tentacles, for her pleasure.
I know, Kimmy. It's going to be glorious seeing you come your brains out. And I have a surprise for you. Huh? Take a look. She opened a box, and in the box were dozens of those rings.
Ah!
Kim's eyes went wide. Yeah, I talked to the guy who made them and showed him personally what these things can do to a female body. Well, of course, he made more for me. The corner of her mouth raised slightly, showing a most wicked grin.
Roy!
Shigo, let me go! Oh,
no. Will you let me go? No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Shigo, let me go. Oh, not till I see my ship. Shigo put down one remote and picked up another.
So everybody's at Brannigan tonight.
Everyone is at Brannigan. Why wouldn't you be? She pushed a few buttons and the bed rose vertical. Then it spread Kim's legs 90 degrees to her body.
Oh, God.
Kim was now in a good position to have her little cunt and ass plummeted.
Also to be part of that carnival game where people throw knives at you. Thanks, Val.
Kim was quite flexible, being a cheer leader and all. So doing the splits didn't really bother her all that much. Shigo, stop this! Shigo moved around and saw that Kim's panties were now soaked. She gently put her finger up against the wet material. Kim's inner juices began to seep out onto Shigo's finger. Oh no, Kimmy, not when you want this so much.
Okay, which one of you is making those noises?
I think David.
Yeah,
it's the hamburger.
Enjoy the sounds of Kimmy's panties.
Ah.
I'm entranced by the burger. Oh no, Kimmy, not when you want this so much. Kim's face again turned red. Proper noun.
It was the color of a stop sign now.
It turned into the protagonist from Pokemon Red.
Or yeah. Retired and extremely dangerous. So she turned into Bruce Willis.
And the sixth sense, unbreakable.
No, she's pretty breakable. I mean, did you see that video with the elbow pussy?
Oh yeah, that was true. There was lots of elbow pussy.
Shigo moved around to get things ready for Kim to enjoy herself. She also had a bed nearby so she could enjoy the show as well.
Hooray!
Oh, Kimmy, look what I have for you later. She showed Kim a phallus that had to be almost the thickness of her thigh. Kim, women can take things that thick, right? That! Shigo, that's obscene! That will never fit. Shigo winked. If you could take my arm while in your muscular form, this might even be too small. The problem, I have bigger ones if need be. Kim's eyes bulged out of her head. Bigger. ... comma. She gulped. Shigo laughed. Oh, this is gonna be fun, she thought. Before we get started, Kimmy, I'll tell you some of the plans for you. As you can see, this table can adjust to almost any shape. So when you grow, it's going to adjust to you. Now I know you got quite big with the two rings. I'm going to push it a little. I guess that still makes sense. She grinned. I haven't tried this myself, so I thought you'd be a good guinea pig. Ew. Shigo, I. Shigo could smell her body ripening.
She just peed in her pants.
I can smell your anticipation. I can smell your anticipation.
Wait, do you mean that's not why old ladies are Walker. So ripe? It's because they pee their pants?
You and I are going to have to read this like Frankenfurter.
I don't want to. Okay.
I could try doing riff-raff.
No, don't even.
Kim hated don't to admit even. It, but now, spread like this, she wanted to be fucked. And badly. Let's get on with it. Great, let the fucking begin.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Now, you guys know that... Which bit? Zack and Miri make a porno that where they just like every at the start of each porn scene they just go, "Let us fuck."
I'm about to do my musical interlude.
Are you working on these as we read?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
What do you do with your free time?
Masturbate furiously to our old podcast.
Masturbate furiously until it's raw and bleeding.
Then you just use tape.
I thought I was the only one. Fucking began, Shigo showed the two rings to Kim. Then she added two more. Shigo, okay. No.
I can't go that muscular.
Oh, yes! Exclamation! She placed the rings on two of Kim's fingers and stood back. Kim felt the first re-engage. It sent a pulse down her spine and right down to her clit. She moaned as she experienced a spontaneous orgasm.
Scorch.
Everyone's waiting in your apartment when you get back. Surprise orgasm!
It doesn't ever happen.
The first of many as her body began to grow and grow. She felt her bra snap as her breasts exploded out from the confines of the thin material. She also felt her panties briefly dig into her crotch, then fly apart. Her mind was in a state of euphoria. All she could feel was cunt and tits. They needed to be rubbed and satisfied. She couldn't believe she could be this horny. Oh fuck! Exclamation. She screamed. Someone fuck me! Exclamation. She was lost to the ecstasy of the ring's powers. Her body was now twice the size it had been with Shigo. It was incredible. I'm trying to think of the anatomy, but a la Pokemon. Kim's taut stomach was now a mass of bumps, showing a full six-pack of abdomen.
Two wings, two legs, two breasts, two thighs. No, that's eight.
And a gizzard.
Thick as tree trunks with veins exposed.
She was an ent!
Frodo.
She go.
Who's the ring in the fires of Mount Poon?
Wow.
It's mostly the cheeseburger. Veins exposed, pulsing as the blood flowed through them. Her legs too filled out round, curvish. Her legs, and that should be commas, her legs too filled out round, curvy shapes appeared where there were none before. No, that would be where a semicolon should go. And finally, Shigo could see the muscles of her thighs trying desperately to close her exposed private parts, but it was no use. This machine was even stronger than the mighty muscles that flexed against them. Now Kimmy's cunt flowed with her inner juices.
Oh, I read that as flowered.
It sprayed out in waves as Shigo watched Kim have orgasm after orgasm. It dribbled down between her legs, then consolidating briefly around her ass for a quick conference and then dripping down onto the floor.
Orgasm, John Madden. Boom! Orgasm, John Madden. Boom! And you're done, Roy, so now it's time for my musical interlude. If you're Kim and you don't know how to get your pussy so wet and elbow fits, putting on the rings. If you're horny and you want to violate your nemesis, fist penetrates, putting on the rings. That's all I got.
You couldn't even get to the second part?
No! The burger! It's like... the burger! Shigo wanted to talk with Kimmy. She found walking difficult.
Yeah, say Kimmy as Rocky every time.
She found walking difficult, for she had also creamed her uniform. She wanted to fucked as well. She could see Kimmy's face, the frustration of not being able to satisfy herself. Aw, poor Kimmy. Want to be fucked. Kim's eyes pleaded with Shigo. Yes, God, yes, fuck me!
Yes, God, yes, please fuck. Definitely fuck. Definitely want to fuck. Oh, yeah.
I will pay you Tuesday for a fucking today. Your wish is my command. Shigo pushed a button and the machine responded by bringing up the giant piston. First, I have to see how big you are inside. Ew.
She's
gonna crawl in eventually.
Shigo took off her top and put a long rubber glove on. Let's see.
Do you actually want me to get a fit? Put a fic on the list of someone crawling up someone's pussy?
No.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
Cake rating.
You guys are terrible.
Let's see how big you are inside, shall we? She prodded Kim's slick, wet sex. It pulsated with energy. She started with a couple of fingers, which made Kim moan with pleasure. Her fingers went in so... Her fingers went in easy, so Shigo made a cone with her hand and shoved.
One hand. One hand.
Fine, one hand. There was no resistance as her whole hand easily slipped into Kim, who screamed as she felt Shigo enter her. Dave, I need a sound effect of a hand slipping in.
That was awesome.
Oh my. You are ready. Shigo then began to drive her fist into Kim's pussy. She could feel her muscles accept and move in, about inside her. Kim was screaming at the top of her lungs. She was in heaven! However, Kim's inner muscles were too strong to keep going, and Shigo had to withdraw her hand from Kim's pussy. Sorry, Chimre, but you are wearing me out. There was no response, and Shigo looked up to see that Kim had passed out. Oh, when you wake up, girl, the fun you are going to have. During Kimmy's sleep, Shigo cleaned out Kim's other orifice and filled it with her own inner juices.
By the way, when you were asleep, I just decided to clean you out, you know.
Just from your sleep enemas.
I emptied your anal cavity and filled it with vagina juice.
Pretty much.
Ew.
Sweet love nectar, it's the new orange glow.
She knew the large syringe she brought would come in handy. She grinned as she put the third load up Kim's ass.
Of course it wouldn't stay there. She's not, like, holding it proper.
Okay, I'm prepping myself. Kim awoke horny! She knew what had happened. Her body tingled all over. She could hardly see her body through the massive breasts now on her chest.
Please tell me her nipples. Well, I forgot if she did this or not, but if her nipples should be big enough that she can put a ring on each of them.
Oh, dear.
They too tingled as a gentle breeze flowed across them. She stretched her neck, and over her expanding chest could see Shigo clearly attaching what had to be two of the largest dildos she had ever seen to the giant piston rod out in front of her. Shigo, she moaned. Awake for another round, huh? Wow, that one really took a lot out of you. You're still dripping, you know. It's like a constant flow now. That huge bot of yours must be working overtime. It's really hard. Well, I have good news for you. The fun is only beginning. Shigo rubbed her fingers in Kim's pussy, making her groan.
Nothing like a little spelunking, you know?
It's like picking your nose, only you're picking pussy.
Gross.
That was a terrible joke, Steve-O.
Shigo rubbed her fingers in Kim's pussy, making her groan. Her pissy, yes.
Yes.
Well, there's so much fluid, some of it has to be.
Her pussy. My question is, how does she not, like, super dehydrated at this point?
Magic.
I guess.
Got an IV.
A magic ring we're talking
Anything
about.
Anything is possible stuff. For a possible.
Magic of hentai.
Pussy. Her pussy closed quickly, trying to clamp onto Shigo's fingers. This is the ending of the hero.
I imagine like a bear trap.
That's pretty much it at this point.
Hell yeah.
One hungry pussy. Well, have I got a treat, Kimmy? I'm not sure what's going to happen, so I'll stand back.
Get behind the safety glass. Ready the camera.
Shigo, Oh, silly me. I forgot to tell you. Down here between your legs, your clit is a big little throbbing hunk of tender flesh.
Hot.
Just big enough to put two of these little suckers on.
That's what she did.
Shigo, no! I can't even do the no! Shigo, no! It was too late. Kimmy felt a strange feeling inside and between her legs. She bucked her pelvis at the restraints. Her body was aflame with passion as wave upon wave of orgasms hit her. Shigo watched as Kim's pelvis rose and fell. Her pussy began to open wider and wider. She could see clearly into Kimmy. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I can see clearly into Kimmy's badge.
I can see all orifice on her bod.
Oh, God.
Dripping to floor, all her juices are. It's gonna be a dry open vag. She could see clearly into Kimmy and the flood that was coming out of her like a fire hose. Kimmy.
And we're back to selfie.
No, this is that straight up UHF moment. You don't get to drink from the fire hose!
This is the ending of Freddy Got Fingered where he jacks off an elephant.
Yeah.
Kimmy was screaming as her body expelled her precious love juices in torrents. Kimmy's screams were ones of pure ecstasy. Her voice alone gave Shigo one of the best orgasms of her life. David, for the love of God, please read.
I thought you were going to say, please, for the love of God, stop sending me more Bill Paxton. The burger's going to read now. I didn't have to do Kimmy's a Muppet pussy thing for had-
Damn it, I read ahead.
No!
It gets better.
It does.
Kim's pussy had grown, its opening was huge, and it pulsed with life. Shigo looked back at her toys and knew she had nothing to fill that hole of lust. Kimmy had stopped screaming as she had passed out again, leaving Shigo wondering what to do.
Fucking
first
burger.
Of all, she knew that she needed a mop. The floor was one slippery mess.
You could say that Kimmy was under pressure.
Shigo waited anxiously for Kim to awaken again, for she had dreamt up one of the wildest ideas ever. She could hardly wait to try it on her. Her patient finally stirred. Kim couldn't believe what was happening to her. As she awoke, immense feelings came flowing over her. She could feel a draft between her legs and the weight of her giant muscular tits. Something was different, though. She could feel it. Something between her legs twitched.
Hey, Kimmy. Wow, you really are putting on a show.
Oh, it's South Park.
Shigo. Oh, yeah, it's me. It's one. You do remember me at all, though. I'm sure that body of yours is in one constant form of orgasm or another.
Take these rings off.
Angry Hulk voice.
Oh, no. We're not done yet. You should see yourself down there. Oh. You're pussy city. It's one massive leaking hole and you're clear. Whoa, you should give some guys a run for their money with that thing. If I had a pussy up at inside you, I'm sure I could see your tonsils.
Gross!
Shigo, please let me and Ron go.
Yeah, not till I've had my fun.
She grinned and waited till you see what I'm going to do next.
Unnecessary, end quote.
Kim then noticed that Shigo had on a slick latex suit. It glistened all over. That suit.
Oh, yeah, tight, isn't it? Oh, wait. Yeah, tight, isn't it? Wait till you hear what I'm going to do next.
Kimmy's body was afire with the energy that needed to be released.
Come on, guys.
At this moment, Kimmy's body betrayed her again as she spoke.
I don't care.
Just fuck me, please. Fuck me. Kimmy screamed as a powerful orgasm overcame her. Shigo just grinned.
And fuck you, I share, Kimmy, with my body.
No!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. For a moment, I thought she was going to ride her clit like...
Nah, dude.
Here comes
always means self-insert fan fiction.
No, self-inserts, they're different.
This the is literally self-insert.
Shigo had put another table up to Kim and a bar above it so she could grab. Then she pulled her legs up, put them together, and inserted her feet in Kim's pussy. Oh. She could feel Kim's pussy grab onto her and begin to massage her legs as she pushed more of herself into Kim's slick love tunnel. Since Kim's body was so big, Shigo was able to get as far as her waist.
So Kim's vagina turned into one of those suck monsters from Half-Life?
You know, apparently.
Yes. Put on like 5 more rings on her and she'll just be big enough that you could disguise her as the Tunnel of Love at the next carnival.
Then the fun started as Kim's love tunnel started working on Shigo's crotch. The massaging action of Kim's cunt put Shigo into a frenzy and almost let go of the rod that was supporting her. She screamed as Kim's inner muscles seemed to milk her from the inside.
Ew.
Now her juices began to mix with Kim's.
Oh, she was in the landing suit.
Yeah, exactly. She screamed as Kim's entered the Kim's. Shigo could hardly catch her breath as this was beyond what she had ever dreamed of. Orgasms took over as she tried to hold on tightly to the bar. It didn't take long before Kim passed out again with Shigo waist deep inside her. Shigo pulled herself out of Kim's now gaping pussy as streams of their combined juices poured out of her. This experiment had gone far better than she had ever dreamed, and there was one last thing she wanted to try. She removed the 2 rings from Kim's engorged clit, and she touched it.
Kim's pussy sprayed out a stream of cum, soaking Shigo from head to toe. Shigo stood there drenched in Kim's special juices as she watched Kim's cut return to its normal size.
You got one more paragraph, Dave.
Kim awoke again, still horny. Her huge body couldn't get enough sexual activity. The draft she once felt between her legs was gone, but her pussy felt on fire. She wanted to be fucked.
Still wanted.
Badly. Yeah. It was an aching that seemed to never end. Shigo came back into vision and smiled.
Having fun, Kimmy? She said.
Okay, you're done, Dave.
Hooray.
Sean.
She didn't want to admit it, but she had to say it. Fuck yes! Her pelvis began to hump the air as she tried to get herself off. Shigo grinned as Kimmy admitted to having fun. Ooh, Kimmy, I'm so glad you're having a good time.
I'm sorry, now that you turned your cam on and watching you read it, it's so creepy now.
You're welcome for that.
Yes.
I have one more round for you to go through, and it should put you over the top.
Roy, are you making your own hamburger?
I was doing this all the time you were talking.
You're an asshole.
You're slow.
It's also kind of like an emu.
However, for this to really work, I do believe you should be bigger. Kimmy's eyes went wide as Shigo went over to her other hand with two more rings that would bring it to a total of 6. Ready, Kimmy? Kim wasn't sure, but her body was saying yes. Right now, Kimmy was about 7 foot plus and far larger than Shigo ever imagined she'd get. Now she was about to see if these rings could do a miracle. She placed the next set of rings on Kim's hand and stood back.
Kim exploded in a big fiery ball.
Kim exploded and turned into a Gryffindor hat.
No, this is totally Hufflepuff.
Again, Kim screamed in ecstasy as the rings began to make her grow again. This time, Shigo's eyes almost popped out of their sockets as she watched Kim's body expand. Her arms almost tripled in size and her breasts. Watermelons did not compare to the massive mounds on Kim's chest now. All while Shigo noticed that Kim was spraying from her pussy an arc of pure love juice. Shigo knew that the tables would have to be turned someday, and that she would have to put her body into the hands of her lovely nemesis. This she had to experience for herself. Larger and larger, Kim's body grew. Shigo wondered if the table machine would be able to compensate for Kim's body. She was sure it would, but now she was in doubt. Finally, Kim's body stopped expanding, but she was still coming and screaming to be fucked. That Shigo knew was coming right up, but there was one thing she had to do.
One other thing.
One more thing.
Kim was conscious
of the... Apple's been doing at all of their events.
Kim was conscious of the fact that her body was one massive orgasm happening all at once.
She wasn't even a person anymore. She was just an orgasm.
Oh, the orgasm hat, the secret fifth house of Hogwarts.
Yes, the Studio 54 of Hogwarts.
It was unbearable to climax over and over again. Shigo, she pleaded. Please fuck me or release me. Please! She moaned as another massive orgasm came over her and stole... Fuck. Overcame her and stole her voice away. Oh, I'm going to do... I'm going... What the fuck?
I'm going to...
There's no do! Where's the...
I'm going to... The guy is probably like...
He's too busy fapping at this.
Yeah, the author is clearly masturbating the entire time now. Yeah. Like, it's not even like the first fic where you could tell when he started masturbating. He started masturbating when he opened the Word doc for this.
He wrote the sequel immediately after the first one.
He's like, Mr. Krabs.
And apparently everyone faps with their right hand because that would explain why there's no commas.
That makes a lot of sense.
Steve Van Sickle is the master of internet theories right here, man.
Steve knows from personal experience. Get dictation software.
Dragon naturally fapping.
Dragon dictation can't compensate for all the moaning.
Oh, I'm going to that and one other thing. But first, an interesting thing about something. When we were...
Oh, I didn't think about something.
And John Freeman walked really fast into the arena.
Exactly.
Oh, I majored in something in college. Tell me about this interesting thing about it.
Shigo backflips.
Okay, all right. Let's focus, guys. We're so close.
When we don the ring, when we don the rings, we change physically, but it also changes our chemistry. Our bodily fluids do strange things to men and women, like they make them hornier than hell.
Ah!
I tried it on one woman, and she was so...
And well, she was.
Well, I tried it on one woman, and well, she was cured of never having a multiple orgasm. Or if you give it to a guy, well, I think I could put those drug companies out of business with this stuff. Oh, and get this, if enough is given to a male, they turn into female versions of themselves.
Ah!
Hello, Ron. Oh, just like, fucking, what else could I put into this that would make it possible for me to write a sequel?
Hello, Ronina.
That Kim was one major revelation. Kim screamed and bucked her pelvis as Shigo moved in closer and plucked her finger-sized breast nipples. Ooh, sensitive, aren't they? Fuck yes! Kim panted. Then you're going to love this part. Shigo slid a ring down onto Kim's engorged nipple.
No!
Yeah, remember!
Okay, I'm backing up for this one. Fuck no! Oh, yes. Now I've done this myself, although
I've not done.
Fuck! I'm getting alcohol poisoning by this. Oh, yes, now I've done this myself, not although... Done. God damn it!
Don't drink, okay, just say it correctly, then drink.
I am the castle. Oh, yes, now I've not done this myself, although I've milked myself. It's quite the experience. Now, with this ring on there, this should prove very interesting. She quickly put a suction cup onto Kim's large breasts and did the same thing for the other, then stood back. Kim's breasts were inflating, not with air, but with milk. It was like watching a balloon being filled with water. It was intoxicating to watch.
Who gets turned on by filling water?
I don't feel intoxicated when I fill up water balloons.
Yeah, unless you're a lunar.
Except that one time. We don't talk about that one time.
The wondrous thing was that her breasts still remained firm. Then the milk began to flow. Flow it did. In fountains, the machine's sensors triggered the pumps as Shigo's milking machine sprang to life. Now it was time for the final touch as Shigo moved down between Kim's legs and guided the two massive dildos to Kim's love entrances. Then she watched as they penetrated. Her inner depths, much to her surprise, was vastly deep. She had to make a major adjustment to the stroke of the machine, for it was hardly penetrating her massive form now. With the stroke corrected, fuck.
And after this paragraph, we'll let Val finish off the second fic.
Okay.
Yeah, finish us off, Val. We're so close.
I'm almost there. Keep going.
With the stroke corrected, Kim's body squirmed as the machine rammed the dildos into her inner sanctum.
Steve, what the shit is this image? What the shit? Okay, Steve Van Sickle posted a goddamn picture of an anime doll squeezing her fucking big-ass titties.
I'm not surprised. The nipples,
and it's turning into a halo ring around her entire body of rippled milk.
It's a milk jump rope.
Steve, have you seen how big those titties are? It's called orbit. She has it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
let's also keep in mind that he...
I will find nothing sexy in this world ever again.
Her screams of joy could be heard throughout the building. Shigo rubbed her hands together as she saw how much milk she was getting out of Kimmy's tits. It was incredible. Shigo squirmed again as she watched as Kimmy's pussy squirted each time the dildo retracted. She had put a pan under her pelvis to catch her liquid gold.
She should put a throw.
Kim's body tried to thrust against the giant dildo entering her. She was in heaven. She moaned and squirmed trying to get at herself, but the restraints held fast. All she could do was to allow herself to be milked and fucked at the same time.
Val, please read.
Kim could feel her breasts pulsate almost as if they were alive. Her nipples continuously tingled with energy. She could feel her milk flow from each breast as the machine gently sucked on each tit. Gently my ass. Sorry, I'll drink after that. It was totally erotic.
Totally erotic.
Totally erotic, dude.
Totally.
She wondered how long she could last, as she could feel every stroke of the dildos entering her ass and pussy. Every time they pulled out, she tried to clamp onto them, trying to keep them from exiting. It was a wondrous failing. Shigo had planned well for this, and as much as she hated to think she was Shigo's pawn, she was glad of it. Kim felt her eyes beginning to close as exhaustion finally overcame her.
For the 37th time!
Apparently. She didn't want to let go, but she had no more energy to spend. Shigo saw this and turned the machines off. Kimmy was done for the day.
For the day?
Okay. Yeah,
but then it turned out that also that when their bodies changed, they also have, you know, adrenaline in their love juices. So she just fed some of that to Kim, and suddenly she was ready to go again.
After a long-term study of the effects of the rings, it turns out that every single member turns into a narcoleptic who needs to be awoken with sex.
As Shigo pulled the dildos out of Kim, they made a sucking noise that was so erotic Shigo wet herself. She scooped up some of Kim's juices and licked it off her fingers. It was sweet, sweet nectar. It was time to let Kim rest. She now had vast quantities of her milk and love juice. With so much of the liquid gold, she was going to have fun for a long time. She removed the rings and allowed Kim's body to return to normal.
Suddenly, Kim shrank and drowned in the vats of her own liquid that she made.
Yep. Shigo
next
noted that it
stretch marks.
I know. Oh my goodness. Shigo noted that it took longer than what she thought was normal for Kim to return to her small frame state. Interesting, she thought. Then she released Ron and sent him home, much to his confusion. Shigo cited this night had been so much fun, and her body still quivered with excitement. She covered Kim's naked and sweat-covered body with some sump blanket.
So it's a benevolent rapist,
I guess. Well, no, there was consent. Like,
well, under the influence. You know what? We're not going to get into the like specifics.
Yeah. The ethics of fanfiction. That's already settled.
Yeah. That's more like the blankets are probably going to be damp within 10 minutes. Five.
You can't give consent to a blanket.
Minutes.
Seconds. Yeah. Alright, she covered Kim's naked and sweat-covered body with some soft blankets. She kissed Kim's forehead before she left. Thanks, Kimmy, now I see why they called you Kim Possible. Question mark.
Hang on. Now I see why they call you Kim Possible.
Is there a third one to this?
I'm just hoping there's part three, toe rings.
When she said that she was gonna, like, that she put the rings on her clit, I thought she was gonna just ride the clit like a dildo, like a penis.
I think her clit
was... Gotta say something for the set for the third story.
I was gonna say, her clit is technically the size of a horse cock at this point. I thought it would be the other way around, where, like, it doesn't turn men into women, it turns women into men. You know, just like...
Puta!
So there is no round three, and this was and that was written in 2007.
Thank God.
So there probably won't be.
Well, we should write the spiritual sequel to this, where Kim gets so big that her vagina basically eats the entire world.
Toe rings.
She gained orbit.
Yes, exactly. She gained orbit. Shigo, like, I don't know. Shigo attaches a ring to every single orifice and extremity on her body, and her vagina gets so big that it turns into the gigantic black hole that Dr. Claw tried to make with the Large Hadron Collider and Penny's pussy in Doomsday Womb, and suddenly the world is sucked into Kim Possible.
Good. Somewhere before that, though, she turns into a Sarlacc minus thorns.
What do you mean minus?
Why would you minus the thorns? That's like the best part.
Good point.
It's just got one giant one.
Brad, Sean, and Steve and Sigil, try and guess what kind of fandom the story that I went and found that I remembered about someone actually inserting themselves into a pussy was from. Try and guess what
fandom.
Sonic.
It's not Sonic.
Oh, damn it.
I know what it is, but I can't say anything, but you're
Avatar,
a horrible human being.
Like, Airbender.
It's nothing. We do need to put some Last Airbender stuff on the list. We don't have anything from there.
I thought we did. I thought that was the Rocket Raccoon one.
Oh,
that was.
I guess we need something else.
No, though. I want some.
Technically,
I want some Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh God!
Did I ruin your childhood?
Okay,
yeah, just childhood.
I will look then. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
All right, you've tortured them enough. Do you want to do your reveal or what?
God, where did I put it? The fic is called Rebirth. It is Teen Titans. Well, it's DC Comics, but it's mostly Teen Titans.
Oh, God.
Of course.
In which a certain somebody kidnaps Raven and Starfire and forces them to undergo a certain ritual.
Slade.
Oh yeah, I think I saw that one before.
I read it when it first came out. I had forgotten about Teen Titans because on adult fanfiction, it got moved. Teen Titans all got moved from the cartoon subdomain to the comics, and I never checked the comics one because I don't really read comics.
Well, up until volume like 9, Teen Titans the comic was really fucking good. Like, and then they killed Red Devil, and I was just like, well, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm done.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Should we call it a night? Because I can't see straight right now.
There are two cards the Cowardly Dog picks. One about Freaky Fred and something else. Shirley the Medium has a deal for courage to save Muriel. They both end up making love. Anthro. That is the description of that.
All right, we are calling this a fucking night now. Thanks.
Yes.
I'd like to thank our readers, Brad, Sean, Steve, Roy, Dave, Val, and Logan, and myself. And I would like to curse anybody who's ever thought of writing an erotic fanfiction of anything because I hate life.
Oh,
I still vote for the next one, the Gary Busey one.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits. Level 99, Fanfic Nation. Level 99, Rolling Thunder, aka Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.